Hi, it's me, Chip, here, and I'm with the chaplain of the Old Mount Battis Hospice. How are you doing?
Hi, Chip. Nice to meet you. Lovely sunny day. We're sat outside here at Old Mount Battis Hospice, and Chelsea Flower Garden is just around the corner, and it's good. My name's Kelvin Burke, and I'm the chaplain here. I've been chaplain here for about 6 years now, and I love it.
So, what's it like doing the services?
The Sunday service that we do is actually at St Mary's Hospital. I'm the senior chaplain for St Mary's Hospital as well, and so we have a Sunday service there at 10:30 every Sunday morning, and we bring patients down from the wards. There is a chapel at Earl Mountbatten Hospice, but we don't have a Sunday service here as yet. My involvement here is to go round the different rooms, the ward we call it, and visit the people that are poorly, and also the John Cheverton Centre, and I visit people like Chip, who are sometimes in the art room, sometimes in the cafe, basically, I feel like I'm a pastor here to the people that are in the centre, whether they're in with an illness or whether they're staff. I don't see any difference.
So, with the services, do you have any young people coming to the services?
Sometimes, yeah, but it's more rare. It depends if someone comes into the centre or into the hospital and they have faith, and then we tell them we have a Sunday service, then we can get them down to the service on a Sunday. There's not as many young people as there would be older, because a lot of older people have got a real tradition of going to Sunday school, or their parents have brought them up in the Christian way. And so, yeah, the demographics of the age group that goes is probably older people.
Now, I'm a Christian, like you, and I like a lot of Christian music. Do you like Christian music?
Yeah, I'm into. I mean, I've got three daughters who are probably your age. My youngest is 18, and my oldest is 22. So I get a lot of the new Christian music from them, and they go to things like Soul Survivor and Momentum, and so they bring that stuff home to me. But I mean, I personally like stuff like Matt Redman, Tim Hughes, and quite modern stuff, and I listen to some of the Christian radio stations when I'm driving into work, and I hear the new stuff through them. So yeah, I enjoy Christian music, not necessarily hymns, but I mean, I like the traditional hymns too, but I'm quite modern in the music that I like.
I'm a big fan of LZ7, and LZ7 are just an amazing Christian band, and they make really cool music. Have you heard of LZ7?
No, I haven't, probably to my shame, but what sort of stuff is it? Is it dance, or is it ballads, or what sort of stuff is it?
It's kind of dance music.
Yeah. I've not really, but I probably have heard some of this stuff as I'm driving into work, because I've come down from into the centre from Ventnor, where I live. So I've got half an hour listening to Christian music on the radio, some of the stuff is dance stuff, that I probably have heard LZM.
Another good band to check out is Capital King, and they've just released a single out at the moment, and it's totally amazing, and it's got some rapping in, and there's a lot of Christian rappers out there. What do you think of the Christian rappers who are doing Christian music?
Well, it's not new, is it really? But whenever I was starting out as a young pastor, I'm older now, but the Worldwide Message Tribe was big in Manchester, and they were still widely acclaimed. And one of their people that formed the Worldwide Message Tribe would have considered me as his own pastor. And so there was a lot of rapping on their stuff, that was 25 years ago. And you know, it's never lost its power and effectiveness in a song and a dance song or whatever. Yeah, no, I think it works. I'm not sure you can convey a huge message because even though there's a lot of words contained in it, I'm not sure the untrained ear is really hearing the message of the rapper, but it musically it's wonderful.
Now, there's a Christian music festival called the Big Church Day Out. Have you been to the Big Church Day Out?
No, but I was at it about 2 years ago because I dropped my daughters off there, and I went on to have a retreat myself with a community that I wanted to have some quiet with, the Bruderhof house community over in Sussex. So I dropped them off at the Big Church Day Out 2 years ago. So I know about it through my daughters, but I haven't been to it yet.
So what brought you into Christianity?
Well, that takes me right back to when I was younger. I actually became a Christian, a born-again Christian, when I was probably about 10 or 11, when I just felt that through the guidance of my mum and dad that I had to make a choice for myself, either to choose for Christ or to walk away from it. And I wanted to be part of Christ, and I wanted to invite him into my life. So as a very young boy, I did that, and felt that that made a difference. Even as I went through high school and then through university, I had to stick up for it, and a lot of people took the mickey out of me, and as they do, and it sharpened me up. It made me want to defend what I believed, and you know, that's stayed with me throughout my life.
My mate's a Christian, and we are good friends, and we meet up a lot, and we like the same Christian music, and it's good to have a good role model in your life and someone who you can look up to. And I have a person that I can look up to. His name's Josh. And he's really nice. And I like God, and he's a really cool mate to have. And Jesus is a cool mate to have. And they kind of are really good support team people. And what do you think God is like?
I mean, was it Delirious that had that song, What a Friend I Found, Closer Than a Brother, Jesus? You know, so you know, that song comes to mind when you say that. I relate to that. Jesus as a friend, as a brother, as somebody who I am in awe of, because, you know, he lived the sinless life. But also, going back to what you said about your friend, what did you say, Josh? You know, that's something that St. Paul modeled. You know, he took Timothy on as a younger man, as somebody he would mentor. And I think it's good for older Christians to know that we can have that role of being a mentor for younger people. But it's also good to have somebody of your own peer group that you have as a friend, so you can share with the struggles and things that temptations or failures or whatever, things that you can share with somebody of your own age. So it's a balance, both to have a mentor, but also to have a friend, a Christian friend of your own peer group. So I think that's commendable. But Jesus ultimately is the friend that's closer than no other. So,
what would you say to people who are finding it hard? And what would you say to those people at the time when they are going through difficult things? What would you say to them who just haven't found faith yet? What would you say to them, people?
Well, I think it's probably worth saying, Chip, you're interviewing me, and you've got illness yourself, or have had knockbacks and hard times, and you've found faith has helped you. You the listener can't see, but I'm sat in a wheelchair. I had a car crash 37 years ago when I broke my back. I'm in a wheelchair because I'm paralyzed since then. And at the time that those things happen, you have a choice. You either say there can't be a God because this has happened to me, or else you turn to God and say, God, I don't know why this is happening to me, but I need you.